turn to Psalm 37 as we continue through Psalm 37. Amen. May we bring all things into the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Psalm 37, going to today take a look at verses 18 through 20. So I'll read that now. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the meadows, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. Amen. So here in our portion of Psalm 37 today, again, we see David continuing to repeat the contrast of the evildoer compared to those who trust in God. And we see here the sustained, preserved grace of God in the life of the believer, really compared to the temporary and perishable heritage of the wicked. How important it is that we remember the incredible inheritance and the powerfully redeeming work of the gospel in our lives, because the implications are enormous. In Christ, you will not vanish like smoke. It's pretty big. You will not be cut down and discarded like the grass of the field. My young men and I, we come and we mow the church property here every summer. And I don't know how many billions of little tips of blades of grass we cut. But where do they go? Where are they now? They fall into the ground. Forgotten forever. Forgotten immediately. But not the righteous. The righteous's heritage will remain forever. So notice this is a description of the inheritance that we have in Christ. The inheritance that you've been bestowed purely by the grace of God. And so what is this inheritance? Well, it's a living hope, we're told in 1 Peter. It's an eternal life. It's the kingdom of God come, as Jesus said, all through the resurrection of Christ from the dead, resulting in this inheritance that's like no other inheritance. Because it's incorruptible. It's undefiled. It never fades away. It's reserved in heaven for you, kept by the power of God through faith. Today's text says that this inheritance is forever. Can you imagine an earthly inheritance that lasts forever? Many years ago, I was helping a real estate client adjudicate water rights, which you have to do sometimes if you don't have any water rights on land. We were trying to, of course, get as much water as we could on this little 5-acre parcel. And we knew it would be limited, but after going through water court, we obtained a foot and a half acre feet per year, which might not mean much to you, but it's pretty good. But the main point is, we got that for 300 years. And we thought, that's probably long enough. Because that's enough water to last for 10 generations. Do you believe that? That's amazing. Children, just to put that in context, this man got enough water from his land to last for his great, 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 great grandchildren. 300 years. But do you know what? Compared to eternity, that's nothing. 300 years is not very long. It goes like that. To eternity. And that eternal inheritance, that's what we have in Christ. Isn't that amazing? Moreover, Psalm 16 reminds us it's not just a forever inheritance, but it's a very big inheritance. Psalm 16 says, Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. The lines have fallen in pleasant places. The picture here is having the boundary lines of land of your inheritance marked out. It's kind of like thinking your parents left you an inheritance of 3 acres east of Kiowa. But when you went to actually go and measure out the lot lines, you found out he left you 160 million acres. That's phenomenal. That's what our God has given us in Christ. This is what God promises to the upright. The upright are the children of the King. The righteous have received the truth, the word of God in prayer. The blameless have communion, communion with the maker of heaven and earth and an inheritance that will be forever. But not those who reject God. They're like the smoke that vanishes away. In Christ, with Him is sovereign ruler and King over our lives. God knows our days. We have an inheritance that remains. Even in the evil times, we will not be put to shame. Even in times of famine, we will have an abundance because we have our God who owns all, who created all. So now as we shift to our time of confession, just two considerations for us. Number one, take a look at again at verse 18. The Lord knows the days of the upright and their inheritance shall be forever. We should take a time to reflect and ask, are we upright before God? The Hebrew word here is important. It's tamim, and it means blameless. There's an integrity to it, a wholeness, a soundness. These aren't hollow doors like we've seen in a lot of our homes. These are solid wood. There's a wholeness to it. And so the question, is there a comprehensiveness to our uprightness before God? It's just what our brother said earlier. Are we bringing the Lordship to Christ in all areas of our life? In every aspect? In our worship, our work, our speech, our thoughts? How you drive? How you recreate? How you spend your money? How you eat? Have you submitted all of your aspects of your life to Him completely as your King? And secondly, let us confess. Let us confess our complacency, our forgetfulness, that we don't always live remembering the inheritance that's already been won for us in Christ, the eternality of it, the incorruptibility of it, the depth and breadth of it. Amen. Let's now go before our God and confess to Him. Father, we thank You for this word today. And Holy Spirit, we pray now that You would convict us in any area of our lives that we have kept back from surrendering to You to completely rule and reign and have kingship over. Oh God, we want to glorify You in all of our life. From our worship here to You today, to the brushing of our teeth, Lord, we want to give You glory in all aspects. And God, we confess to You that we sometimes live as though our inheritances here on earth are what's most important, forgetting the eternal, lasting, and forever heritage we have in Christ. And we take a moment now to individually confess our sins to You.